Coming up on Tuesday, 4th of July, sure, there are fireworks, there are parades, but few people are going to watch those in the numbers they do. The Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest. Over 2 million people watch it every year on ESPN, and one of the big reasons is our next guest from Major League Eating, Bangor native George Shea, back with us. George, good to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about numbers. Now, in the world of baseball, 60 homers, 61 homers used to be the mark. I don't even know what it is now after the steroid era, but last year in the competition, a hallmark was reached that may be tough for anybody to get to again when Joey Chestnut, hit the magic number of 70 hot dogs. That's incredible.
It is incredible. And if you think about it, when I started doing this contest in 1988, the winner consumed 13 hot dogs. And then it went up to 20, 21, then it went to 25, then to 50, 5-0, and no one thought that could ever be broken. And then Joey came along. And he beat Kobayashi, the Japanese champion, and he beat him, and he beat him again, and he beat him like the bear beats Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. He beat him bad. And he pushed it up and pushed it. Last year, in a qualifying match in Washington, D.C., Joey ate 73. And on the 4th of July, he ate 70. Now, and that's in 10 minutes. You have to understand, one of the most difficult places to eat competitively is in Coney Island at high noon on the 4th of July, because generally it's very hot. There's a lot of pageantry, so you're not just walking out and doing it, right? You know, there's you're in the bullpen, and then you're out on stage and you're waiting. So it's very hard. 70. Joey says this year he would be disappointed if he ate fewer than 75.
Wow. Well, you know, all the greats need somebody to push them, to challenge them, and he certainly got that in the guy who won 2 years ago, known as Megatoad.
Yeah, you know, this kid is great. He's got 3 million followers on YouTube. He does a lot of challenges. I mean, he makes a living on YouTube eating challenges. He's absolutely fantastic. He's the peep eating champion of the world. He can eat 200 peeps in 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, his record for hot dogs, and he beat Joey with this, was 62 and a half hot dogs and buns. Joey, no joke, was had suffering from a broken heart at the time, and I'm not even being hyperbolic. He had been engaged to his fiance, and the relationship broke off just weeks before the contest, and he was devastated. But he lost to Matt many times that year. 2015, Stoney won, as I said, with 62. However, no one right now, unless Stoney is hiding something, thinks he can approach the 70 mark. But there is another eater, Carmen Cincotti of New Jersey, who ate 53 hot dogs and buns in 7 minutes. And it was a 10-minute contest, but he just quit after seven. So he ate 53. A lot of people think he'll be in the mid-60s.
And on the women's side, you've got an absolutely dominant returning champion.
Yeah, Mickey Sudo. I was just with her. We were at Popular Mechanics in the Hearst building in New York. She is lovely, beautiful, can eat 40 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Her greatest challenge is Sonia Thomas, who once ate 45, but really is not at her peak performance right now. But Mickey also, as an aside, I was there. We were in Kentucky. She ate 104 hard-boiled eggs, and that always sticks in my mind because it's just, you know, you think of Cool Hand Luke, and he ate 50 in an hour, and Mickey can eat 104 in 8 minutes.
We're talking to George Shea of Major League Eating. This thing has gotten so big. I think over 2.5 million people watched last year on ESPN. When you and your brother took this on, it was a pretty low-level competition. It was fun. It was an annual event for Nathan's Famous. What was it that led you to believe this could become the kind of huge global event, really, that it's become in the last 30 years?
Well, you know, it's so funny. There was never a business plan, and there was never this vision, you know, we should take this. And, you know, it's like I saw an article yesterday about an exercise, you know, phenomenon, and they're trying to make it into a league, which is great. But, you know, it's a business first kind of thing. We just did it. I was just messing around. I started hosting it in 91 and started creating these introductions, just really messing around, whatever I thought was funny. And then it sort of took off on its own partially based on all that pageantry and partially based, obviously, on the fact that some of these guys started eating huge numbers. And then it took off from there, became an ESPN thing, you know, really a lot of media. We do about 55 different events a year. But never was there a plan. It just sort of happened. We just, you know, we'd think, you know, what would be funny? This would be funny. And then we'd do it, and, you know, you'd get more clients, more exposure, and more fun.
Now, everybody watches, obviously, to see these competitive eating athletes perform, but a big part of it, too, your introductions, which have become legendary over the years. I understand you had thoughts while you were in college of becoming a writer, and that certainly shows in the intros that you put together each year. How long do you work on those?
Well, not long enough, I'll tell you that. In fact, I haven't finished Joey's yet, and I got to start remembering it, right? You know, for me, it's an opportunity. Like, so when you do the introductions, some are lighthearted, just like sort of like throwaway lines. Some are just very, very straight. Some are heroic, and some are epic, like Joey. And it's just an enormous amount of fun to do it. And you know, with Joey, I view Joey as America itself, right? As freedom, America itself, right? So once you start thinking of him in those terms, then anything is possible. Any language is appropriate. And so I'm working right now on an epic Joey Chestnut intro, but we'll see if I can get it memorized before the 4th.
Now, you grew up in Bangor, went to school here. Did you take speech classes or anything when you were at Bangor?
You know, I didn't. I would never. You know, it's funny. I now wear the straw hat, and you'd think everybody would think, oh, that kid must have been, you know, in band or in doing the plays at school. Never did any of that. I wasted my youth. I ruined my youth, that, like any self-respecting person did, driving around, having fun with my buddies. But, you know, what happened was, it really did. I always wanted to be a writer, always. And so, you know, and I've tried to write screenplays and novels and this kind of stuff without success in terms of publishing. But so this was an outlet, right? So I have a lot of fun with it. But also, you're pushing it, right? The language is very hyperbolic and stuff like that. But, you know, Bangor High School, it's funny. I'm all about, you know, high school now that my kids are in high school, right, and doing well. But I did nothing, you know, and I look back, and, you know, Bangor High School is actually a very good high school, you know, good program. I look back, I could have done so much more with high school than I did. I would not say the same. My junior high school experience was nothing short of horrific, but the high school is really a good high school. I had great teachers. Sister Elizabeth was my Latin teacher, and just great teachers all around.
Sister Elizabeth Kilbride. Yeah, she was there when I was in school. Yeah.
She was terrific. She's a great Latin teacher. And I always mentioned Phil Emery, because I was on the swim team. And but a lot of great, great folks there. And I did not take advantage of that school like I should have. And we're on focus much more on school. But you know, it's I have extremely fond memories of Maine. And what's really funny is my son, he just finished his freshman year at Colby. So I grew up as a boy in Gardner and then in Bangor. So it's like right halfway between. We're driving up and going, you don't know, this is where this is my area, you know.
You mentioned your son. Did I read correctly that he has some interest in someday maybe filling in the shoes of dad?
I would like to get him out there because, A, he's way more handsome than I am. He's 6'2". I can't even get to 5'10", right? He's 6'2", very handsome, and he can also dance. And I would love to see him up there. I could give him a few lines. I think he would do very, very well. I'm an old man, right? People want to see a young man. So yes, I'd like to get him up there. If it doesn't ruin his career possibilities that he's on the internet being an eating host. Maybe he needs a nom de plume or something like that, a fake name, so that he won't be recognized.
Coming up on Tuesday, 4th of July, it is one of the great traditions in America on ESPN, Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, and the wonder that is George Shea introducing those contestants. George, as always, a great talking with you. Have a wonderful time on Tuesday, and we'll be tuned in.
Thank you. I very much appreciate you having me on. Have a great holiday weekend.